Blog Talk Radio.
Life is like a big merry-go-round. You're up and then down. Going in circles trying to get to where you are. Everybody's been counting you out. But where are they?
Good morning. I'm your host, Barbara Archer, coming to you this morning from Insanity to Sane Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast. I know that so many of y'all were looking for me at 9 o'clock this morning, but I had an appointment that I could not reschedule, so I do apologize for not being on time this morning at 9 o'clock, but we are here now at 9:30, and I'm very excited about this topic this morning. And I'm just going to share with you my heart this morning as well. And the title of this message is Prayer, How to Tap into the Heart of God. And we will discuss today the power of prayer and why Satan is working overtime to dismiss and to destroy you. So be blessed this morning. I'm going to share a little bit with you what I am dealing with right now myself. And my situation may be a little different than yours, but you know what? One thing that what I do know, storms of life are storms of life, no matter in what degree that they may come in, whether it's your health, your finances, marriage, relationships, they all trials and storms, and God has given us the power to overcome. So we're just going to go into prayer this morning with God, and we're just going to just invite His Holy Spirit in that He will just have His way in our lives this morning. So, Father, we just thank You. Thank You for this life that You've given us. Thank You, Father, for just allowing us to see this blessed day that You have for us. Father, I just pray that You just help us right now in these moments that what we're in. I just pray for everyone under the sound of my breath that You will touch every life this morning, Lord, that You will just move, that You will just have Your being, that You will just have Your way. And, Father, it doesn't matter what struggles that we may be going through. Just help us to see that the struggles that we're going through is not for us, it's for someone else. But help us also to see that the struggles that we're going through, that it's just the enemy. Satan is trying his best to destroy Your people, but God, we are more than a conqueror. And we are going to press through whatever that we need to press through because, God, what You have put on the inside of us is dreams, passion, and desires. And You have purpose for us. You have predestined us. And I know that enemy is working overtime to dismiss Your plans for our lives. But we are going to stand firm. We're going to stand tall. We're going to stand on Your word and on Your promise that what You have for us, it is for us. And the devil cannot have what You have for us. So, Father, I just pray that as I decrease, that You do the increase. Help me, Father, this morning to be transparent as much as I possibly can, oh God. Father, that's the only way that I can be, and that's the only way that I want to be. So just help me, Father, as I bring forth this message because I know it's going to touch someone's life this morning. Someone out here that's listening that needs to hear it. And, Lord, I will forever give You all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, this message, how to tap into the heart of God. I'm just going to open up this morning by sharing with you that there are so many struggles that we have in life. And Satan is always working so diligently and so hard to try to dismiss and destroy what God is doing in our lives. That's his key saying that's his key passion in life, is to destroy the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. He wants to destroy that hope so that you'll start to doubt God, that you'll start to doubt what God is doing in your life. But just trust me this morning when I say that greater seed is in you than he that is in the world. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. The meeting that I had this morning had been over this situation I've been battling with since 2012. And I had an appointment with this investigator to do a claim that I had filed back here in 2012 against my employer. And what happened is that there was a discrimination charge that I had brought against the employer, and a retaliation charge as well. And what happened is that this morning I had a meeting, and I was hoping to be done within a half hour, but it went a little bit longer, so I had to change the show from 9 to 9:30 so that I could do this. And, you know, she basically said to me that what she has may not be everything what they need, because everything that was requested, all the records and things like this, that it was, you know, I know that it was changed in the system so it can appear this way. So I know that. But can I prove that? No. I'm going to have to take it one step further. And she's gave me what my options are, and I'm going to take care of that. But to say all that, you know, so often when you get close to a breakthrough, when you get close to the purpose that God has for you, it seems like that the heat is turned up. And this week has been that week for me. It has been one thing after another. And there was a moment, you know, that I wanted to just break, you know, because sometimes you go through so much and you get hit from so many different directions that you get to that place of breaking that you just want to just break. And even though there's a part of me that wants to break and cry at this moment, but I will not allow the enemy to think that he got the best of me, because I am determined more so than ever that I'm going to press on, and I'm going to press through what I need to press through, because I know that Satan wouldn't be fighting me so hard if God didn't have something great in store for me. And the same God that has something great in store for me has something great in store for you. And that's my message I want to bring you this morning, a message of hope that you just tap in to the heart of God, because that's where you're going to be sustained. So often we go through things and we can lose our footage, because you go through different trials and you can lose your footage because you're like, oh my gosh, I can't stand up. I'm tired. I've been in this battle for so long. You know what I'm saying? And that's that middle section. That's what I continue to teach on. That's that middle section when you just want to give up. You just want to throw in a towel. But that's when you got to grab a hold and you got to hang in there, because that is the section when you start off in a battle, you're strong. You got the fight. You got the spunk. You got all that. At the end, you know God's going to bring you out. You know you're going to have the victory. But it's that middle section. That's that uncertainty. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what to expect. And that's where things can get a little off, and you can lose your footage. And what I mean by footage, not your physical feet, but you can lose your passion. You can lose your fight because you've been in it too long. But I'm here to tell you this morning that you hang in there. And whoever you are this morning and you're listening under the sound of my breath, you hang in there because God is coming through. You have to trust him in this uncertainty. It's easy to trust God when everything is certain. But can you trust him when you are in a season of uncertainty? Can you trust him then? Yes, you can. And that's what I'm doing this morning. I declare it and I decree it all my life that I'm going to trust God. It doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what it may look like on black and white. It doesn't matter what it may look like in the natural, because God is a supernatural God, and he works supernatural things because he has supernatural strength, supernatural power, okay? So we're just going to tap into that power this morning, and we're going to believe and declare with you and decree it over your life that you're coming out. You've been in your situation too long, and you're coming out, okay? Do not be defeated by what you see in the natural, because it's only there for a second, okay? Don't take time thinking about it. Don't take time dwelling on it. And whatever you do, do not take time meditating on it, because I'm telling you, that's what the enemy wants you to do. The enemy wants, Satan wants you to think about all these things that you see in the natural, because it will discredit what God has for you in the supernatural. Amen. I'm going to say that again. One of the tricks of Satan is that he wants to discredit what God has for you. And he will use that to mess with your mind. He'll plant seeds of doubt. He'll plant seeds of lack of trust, lack of faith, because he doesn't want you to trust God. He doesn't want you to tap into that power, because once you tap into that power, okay, you are unstoppable. You are unmovable, you know, because God is moving and he's active in your life. And Satan don't want God to be active in your life. He wants to throw things your way, okay? Now, yes, always beware that whatever comes your way has only come your way because God has allowed it, okay? God is over everything, okay? God is over everything, you know? And just know that God is over everything, that whatever God allows in your life, okay, he has a reason for it, okay? And I'm just going to give you something this morning that's going to encourage you, and it's going to strengthen you as well. And as I was reading myself, in the Bible, you know, I just want you to be aware of one important verse that is going to really strengthen you as you go through many trials in life, because they can get you, you know. They will not overtake you, but sometimes it will feel like that, okay, God, you know, it's like, okay, where are you at? Because I don't see you in this. Okay, and it can get very frustrating, you know what I'm saying? But that's a time that you have to hang in there, you know, and you have to trust that what God is doing in your life, because he is at work, even though you may not see it, you may not feel it, but he's in your life and he's working, because the Bible says that all things work together for good to them that love you and called accordingly to your purpose, okay? So I just want to just start off with this one verse in the book of Job, chapter 1, and I'm just going to just read it just to encourage you this morning. In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. His sons used to hold feasts in their homes on their birthdays, and they would invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. When a period of feasting had run its course, Job would make arrangements for them to be purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them. They could perhaps, my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular custom. Okay, so you can see the life of Job, how he's been faithful, you know, and that how he prayed for his children, just in case his children had sinned or cursed God in their hearts. He wanted to cover them. And Satan saw all of this. But one day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan also came with them. So let me repeat that. One day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth." Satan is a person that is unstable. He's not settled in anything that what he does. Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. Does Job fear God for nothing?" Satan replied, "Have you not put a hedge around him?" Now, this is what Satan is saying, okay? All right. "Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." This is what Satan says to God. God says to him back, the Lord said to Satan, "Very well then, everything he has is in your power, but on the man himself do not lay a finger." Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. So what am I saying to you this morning? What I'm saying to you is this, is that when the enemy comes at us, he comes to us by invitation by God. Because as we just read, the one day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came. So there was a meeting that took place. They met, and Satan answered the Lord from roaming the earth, going back and forth, because God asked him, "Where have you come from?" But God already knew. God will ask a question, even though he already knows the answer. And Satan, in his clever way, from roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth. And then the Lord said to Satan, and this is the Lord saying this to the devil, have you considered my servant Job? There's no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. Because God is saying, have you considered, you roaming around the earth, okay, seeking whom you may devour, have you considered my servant Job? God is like, oh, Job, he's blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. Okay, but then Satan replied, okay, does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied. Does Job fear God for nothing? Does he fear you? And Satan replied, uh-huh, but you have put a hedge around him. I can't get to him because you've put a hedge of protection around him and everything that he has, meaning you have put a hedge of protection around Job, his wife, his children, his family, his herds, his stock, his flock, around his land. You have kept him in this little cocoon. You have shielded him. It's like there is a beam of light around him. I can't get to him. This is what Satan is saying. I'm just breaking it down. I can't get to him because you have him. Okay? But then Satan says, but stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. This is what Satan is saying to God. Okay? Yes, you have a hedge of protection around him, but raise your hand against your own servant, and we'll see what your servant Job will do. He will curse you to your face. But then this is God. This is God saying this. But the Lord said to Satan, okay, very well then. Everything he has is in your power. So meaning what God is saying, I'm going to pull myself back. And not only am I going to pull myself back, okay, but I'm not going to have Job in this protection any longer. I'm going to release him to you. Okay? Everything he has is in your power. Okay, now, God has the power to release everything to the enemy. But God says, but on the man himself, do not lay a finger. That means, okay, you can destroy his flock. You can destroy his herds. You can destroy his land. You can destroy his children. You can destroy everything that this man has. But you cannot lay a finger on the man himself. Wow, I got to say that again. The Lord said to Satan, very well then, everything he has is in your power, but on the man himself, do not lay a finger. And at that exact moment, Satan went from the presence of the Lord, and he started going out, okay? And that's when the enemy started doing everything. You know, he started to destroy his children. He lost his children. He lost his home. He lost everything that he had. But one of the things that what I love that what Job says, and at this, Job got up, he tore his robe, he shaved his head, then he fell to the ground and worshiped, and he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. And all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. How often, when things happen in our lives, that we so quick to blame God, we're so quick to say, God, this is what you've done to me. But in spite, Job lost everything that he's ever loved or held dear to him. But he said, but in all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. So the enemy has to go to God for permission to attack you. He just can't just attack you. He has to go to God first and request. And at that time, that's when God will say, okay, Satan, you can put your hand on my child, but not on the woman or not on the man himself or herself. And then Satan goes from the presence of God, and he's roaming the earth. So what I'm saying to you this morning is this. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. It doesn't matter where you're at today in life. It doesn't matter what you're up against or what you're facing. I'm facing a storm myself right now. But I'm trusting God because God says he will make all things right. Not some things, but he says he will make all things right. He says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, he will raise up a standard. That means you'll be standing on extra grace. You're going to need some extra grace to get through what you got to get through. OK, Okay, but you got to hang in there with God. You got to hang in there because, trust me, God is fighting for you like today than he fought over 2,000 years ago when he gave us his son, Jesus, and he's still fighting for us today. Okay? I know from experience, I'm going through it right now, but I'm trusting God that what the enemy meant for evil, God's going to turn it around for good. Okay? I don't understand it, and I'm not going to try to begin to understand it. But God says, though, that the people that have hurt you, okay, it will not go undone. God remembers every tear that you cried. He remembers every sorrow, everything that what you have ever felt. God knows it, and he has the answer. He has a plan for you. Trust that plan today. Trust that plan that God's doing it in your life. He desires to do it in your life, and he's doing it. Just trust him and hold on to his unchanging hand. Rest in his promise. Rest that every promise is yours, okay? Every promise is yours. It's not some promises, but it's every promise that is yours, okay? So you need to follow up, and you need to hang in there with God at every chance that what you get, because he is behind you, and he's working on your behalf every single day. And I just want to read y'all something this morning that was in my devotion, and God will give you exactly what you need at that exact moment in time, you know, because that's just who he is. You know, he's just a loving God, you know, and, you know, he wants to bless his children over and over again, you know. And I know myself, you know, that God will always give me what I need at that exact moment, that he knows that, because he loves me, so he's always going to give me that, you know. And I just want to give you something that God gave me this morning in my devotions, because it's going to bless you and it's going to encourage you. And that's what I like to be able to give all of my ladies each and every day, because I know what it means. And this is just an encouraging word to me. It says, God ordained moments. And the scripture says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. God created you to be successful. Before the foundation of the world, he laid out an exact plan for your life. And in his plan, he has marked moments that are going to come across your path. These moments are not ordinary. They are destiny-altering moments. They are designed to thrust you years ahead. It says in Ecclesiastes that time and chance come together for every person. That means you'll have opportunities to meet the right people, opportunities to advance in your career, and opportunities to fulfill your dreams. God has already prearranged times of increase and blessing. You may not be seeing a lot of good breaks right now, but be encouraged, because there are seasons of favor and increase marked for your future. There are God-ordained moments planned out for you. Don't miss these moments. Don't get distracted by your circumstances. Focus on removing the clutter from your life so you can hear his voice. Approach this day with an attitude of faith and expectancy so you can embrace the God-ordained moments in front of you. So I'm going to leave you with that this morning. You know, be blessed in all that you do, and just hang in there. If you need prayer, hit me up. Visit my website at www.frominsanitytosane.com, or you may email me at barbara@fromInsanityToSane.com. I would love to pray for you. I'm always praying for you each and every day. And just trust God. You know, pray for me as well as I'm praying for you, because together we can do all things. But there are times you got to remove the clutter from your life so you're able to hear from God. Sometimes you can be busy doing the right things, but you still can't hear from God because you're too busy. So pray and ask God to bring you into a place of quietness and stillness where you can just sit in his presence and hear clear instruction on what God wants to do in your life. Amen. So just remember that tonight I come on from Insanity to Sane Radio under Neocom Television Productions at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay? And I will be discussing I have an interview tonight with a sister in Christ. She's a gospel artist. Her name is Tara Butler-Jones. She has a wonderful single out, I'm a Believer. You do not want to miss tonight's episode, so please follow me on Facebook and follow the show tonight. And with all that being said, be looking out this weekend. I'm going to be launching the magazine, Be Who You Are. I've been talking about it for a while. I had a few setbacks, but I've learned that everything is in God's timing, and God has the right people that he have ordained for me, and God blessed me with a wonderful person that is working on my magazine. His work is wonderful. It's fresh. It's hot, and I'm really loving it, and I'm excited about it as well. So I'll be posting it on Facebook. Get your copy of that magazine, special edition 2015, Be Who You Are. You don't want to miss it. Until then, be blessed. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Just rest in the Lord and in his presence, okay? So good day, everyone, and just enjoy this day and go out. You are victorious. You are not a victim. God has plans for you. He has purpose for you, and you keep pressing on. Do not let Satan stop you. That's what he wants. He wants to stop you dead in your tracks. You know, it reminds me of the story that when Jesus told Peter, he says, Peter, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat. He says, but okay, but hold up, Peter. Don't worry about it. I prayed for you so that your faith faileth not. So just know that God is praying for you right now. Jesus is praying for you. He's going to the Father, interceding on your behalf right now, okay? So you hold on. You don't let Satan win. I'm more determined than ever. He will not win, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am victorious, and I will rise above, and so will you. Amen. So be blessed until then, and just remember always that God loves you with an everlasting love. Good day, everyone, and God bless.